producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Every show, we bounce around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, joins us. And, Bob, once again, you are back from India. And there's things we can dive into, and we will, but I'm curious about this, because India is one of those places, I think, that a lot of people put on their bucket list, but sometimes they're afraid because of things that they read or hear. First of all, how safe is India?
Very, very safe. I mean, it's incredible, India. If you're in a major city and you're a woman, you know, walking by yourself, you have to be a bit cautious on certain things. But, I mean, overall, it's very, very safe. I feel a lot safer than I do in the United States.
How many times have you been to India?
This is my 12th.
Wow, 12 times.
Do you get a different... Incredible India in my book, Sideswiped. I wrote about a chapter called Incredible India.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there a particular place that you love to go and you go every single time?
Oh, yes, Dharamsala. Its actual city is McLeod Ganj, but the city is Dharamsala. I am 5 minutes if I look off the balcony from the Dalai Lama's residence.
That night,
wow. In the Himalayas, I do foolish things like run off mountains at 13,000 feet with a chute. I do that. I trek, I hike, I eat food, see all these smiling people who have very little, but they smile and say hi to you. If you say hi to them, they don't say, what are you talking to me for?
What is it about India?
Barack Obama, by the way.
I bet. What is it about India that draws you to India? I mean, 12 times is a lot of times to go there.
Yeah. It's the sights, the sounds, the crowds of people. But it's an incredibly poor country in many ways. But the friendliness and the enlightenment and just the, it stops you. It takes you, you know, everything's not perfect. The roads are torn up. Sometimes the electric goes off for 3 hours, sometimes for 3 days. You just have to adjust to it. It's a very chill place. I mean, look, Ellen Ratner, and I love Ellen Ratner, as you know, our friend. Even Ellen becomes very still and chill in India.
Wow. That would be something to see. You might have to go with her and take a camera so we can see that
action.
Oh, I love it. That's hilarious. Maybe that's what we need to do with Congress. Maybe everybody in Congress needs to go to India and
absolutely.
Chill.
No doubt about it. We'll even take the Donald there.
The Donald. I love it. All right, so speaking of Congress and ultimately what could be this showdown with Barack Obama over Gitmo, well, it is. There's conversation about an executive action. Do you think that the White House will pull the trigger on that as far as closing Guantanamo?
You know, they talked about it, and if they do, you want to talk about a nuclear political explosion of epic proportions, because the Congress has specifically said in the defense bill you won't close it. And Josh Earnest, the White House spokesperson, as you know, said, well, we think we can. Wow. If that happens, I just think that there will be a major fistfight. Although it'll be kind of sad, Kate, because there's really big issues that the Republicans are going to a gunfight with a knife, honestly. Budgets and shutting the government down, et cetera. Things like Planned Parenthood. So if this becomes the main issue, Guantanamo, I think the White House has to watch the timing. They may lose effectiveness on other fish to fry.
Right, right, if they do that. Well, that could be a slow-played thing, too. It doesn't have to happen right this second. You think about the timing of when Obama's term is up, and he could pull that executive action card before he's out.
Mm-hmm. He could.
Yeah, absolutely. Right before he's out. One of the many, many pieces of legislation and things that have been passed in the past that have been talked about is Glass-Steagall. Well, you were there for the whole Glass-Steagall thing, weren't you?
Unfortunately, I was actually on the committee that passed it.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Yeah.
I was on. Barney Frank was the minority leader. I was chairman of the housing subcommittee. Jim Leach was the chairman from Iowa, the committee. Bernie Sanders was there with me. Yes, I sat through the entire Glass-Steagall. That was a Clinton initiative, by the way, in cooperation with Clinton.
Yeah, so what do you think is going to happen there? Because now that's starting to come up a lot, and people at first were confused. What does Glass-Steagall mean? And why? And you said it. It was a mistake. And what would you like to see happen there?
Well, I mean, I think it can be tweaked. Overall, the Clinton administration said, look, it's time to do this. The Republican chairman said the same thing. It was a 1932 law, a Depression-era move, and it was time to kind of modernize the system. And it did modernize. So I don't think all of it's bad, but it ended up, that we have to watch about then the businesses mixing, insurance and banking and insurance. Then there was the Dodd-Frank bill, which nobody really understands. And then there was reactions to Enron. So there's a whole series of financial institution bills. But I think throwing, the whole idea of Glass-Steagall reform out and going back to 1932 is wrong in itself, too. Like anything, there's a knee-jerk reaction to what Glass-Steagall actually did. So some of it was a mistake, but I think they could actually tweak it. Throwing it all out and going back to 1932 is not going to help them.
Yeah, I agree with that, absolutely. And you mentioned Bernie Sanders being there, and Bernie Sanders in one of these polls that just came out, putting him up against Trump and Jeb Bush, he beats both of them. But what are really the odds of Bernie getting the nomination?
Well, this is the problem. And being a conspiracy theorist here for a second, why is the debate on Saturday night?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Poor Debbie Wasserman Schultz, I know everybody's piling on her, but was this organized because that helps Hillary? Not a lot of people will tune in, I mean, I don't know. But Bernie Sanders, this still has to play out. Yes, Hillary rose a lot. She really did. Bernie Sanders has the largest base in the history of America for contributions. 750,000 individual people have given to him. So I don't think this is done yet,
Yeah, I don't think it's done yet either. I don't know. It's interesting because, you and I haven't really talked about this, but after going through the whole Benghazi hearing, she weathered that pretty well, didn't she?
She sure did. The Republicans, of course, in their idiocy, here's McCarthy running for speaker, having Boehner support, which was a death penalty for him. But on top of it, he comes out and says, I'm in a bind. I have to prove how conservative I am. We used this to get Hillary in the campaign. Whoa, right there, Hillary Clinton had to have been sitting back in her front room going, wow, thank you.
Yeah, exactly, because that was a gift. That was absolutely a gift, and that's why he disappeared off the radar after that.
Oh, yes, and that gave her the upper hand. Bernie's not a vicious political guy, so maybe his, I'm tired of talking about these emails, is something he shouldn't have said, but that's Bernie. I know him pretty good. That's Bernie Sanders.
There you go. Hey, last one. You watched the last, the fourth Republican debate. Who do you think won that? Did we get anything different from Ben Carson?
Okay, let me give you my professional political analysis, which is, Ben Carson, he was just there. Trump was just there. It was not Trump's best performance at all. Cardi Fiorina, wow, she is a tough person. But I think the three winners were Rubio, Cruz, not winners that they're going to the top of the food chain, but winners that night, Rubio, Cruz, and Rand Paul. Now, let me get to Jeb Bush on my professional analysis, which I put on Facebook. He would have been better to have belched the ABCs and tap dance for votes.
And yet he's still there hanging in. Just
right,
crazy.
Because his supporters need rehab for denial.
That's right. There you go. That's a good way to end this. Bob Ney, thank you.
Thank you.
Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits, That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest: the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back to America Tonight. How you doing out there as we swing into another weekend? You know, it's hard to believe this, but we are tick, tick, ticking, getting closer to the holidays. I mean, how many weeks until Thanksgiving? But forget Thanksgiving. We've leaped over Thanksgiving. Everywhere I go, Christmas music. Either it's subtle in the background or it's blaring out loud. I went into a Costco, you know, those big stores. Finally, I became one of the converted. It took years. My husband was bugging me to join one of them. Come on, is it BJ's? Is it Sam's Club? Is it Costco? So somehow we ended up at Costco. And the thing about Costco is, as you probably know, some of you, if you go to one of those places, you get a bazillion things of whatever it is. So if you have a huge family, I'm sure it's great. If you have a small family, we got to freeze a lot of things and figure out where to store the 15 extra moisturizers that came in the package. But at the Costco, the one thing I noticed is Christmas music subtly in the background being mixed in with other tunage and giant fake Christmas trees. And it seems like almost every year we have this little fun running debate on America Tonight about real or fake, real or fake. And I believe the world, my friends, is becoming more and more fake by the amount of people who are getting the fake phony Christmas trees. I know, it's a hassle. You got to pay XYZ. Oh, the needles that fall from the tree. It's a fire hazard. And however many other excuses there are out there. But for me, I cannot, for my mother's legacy, I cannot have a Christmas tree that's fake. And I saw these trees in Costco. I mean, they were huge. $600, $200. I think the cheapest was $2-something. And even that was a pretty decent size tree. So throughout this month, we will weave into the conversation real or fake. Danielle, my brother, is running this show. He might have run off for a Red Bull or to run outside for a few minutes because it's freezing in Minneapolis at the mothership, and maybe he just wanted to cool off. It's probably the heat is probably jacked up in the studio. But, Daniel, if you're there, are you a real or fake tree guy?
I am a real tree guy.
Yay! Woohoo! That's right. I say give me real or give me nothing. I'll take no tree versus fake.
Agreed.
I don't know what it is. There's something about, and like these trees were fine, but to me they look fake. They just look like cheesy fake trees.
Right, and yeah. You can see it.
You can see it, and there's something about the ritual. If every ritual is getting thrown out the window, none of us have time anymore, we're all exhausted, we're working however many jobs, we're doing whatever we're doing, but geez, that's the one ritual. Come on, you're going to have to drag me kicking and screaming. I will never be a convert to fake, because I think that's part of the tradition, don't you?
Yeah, I agree.
You pick out the tree.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I think so, too. And you don't have to get a giant tree. There's all sizes.
Right.
Yeah. But I think the world, Daniel, is definitely slanting toward fake.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Because more and more, and even my own friends, if I did a survey, and I will do this, but even my own friends, the ones that have fake ones compared to real, I bet it's really, really small.
Right.
Disappointing. Disappointing. Hey, if you want to weigh in on this fascinating topic, as we will weave it in, as I said, throughout the next couple of weeks here, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. So there was nothing fake about the fabulous veteran who was awarded the Medal of Honor at the White House on Thursday, deservedly so. In reading the story, I love reading these stories, because so often the recipients of the medals, they're humble, they don't really want the attention, and they almost have to be dragged, sometimes kicking and screaming, to ceremonies. But this former Army captain tackled a suicide bomber, and I'll tell you what, that's bravery. Because we know what happens with these suicide bombers. Unfortunately, we know that the tragic happenings in Iraq and Afghanistan, where children and women and all sorts of people have been rigged up and have killed too many people. So what happened was, his name was Florent Groberg, just 32, and he was badly injured in this. Happened in August of 2012, killed four people. You know, that's what happened. But during his second deployment, he was helping to lead an escort for a meeting with a governor when his unit encountered this bomber. And with some help from another soldier, they were able to, you know, in his unit, they were able to tackle him. And unfortunately, though, they tackled him to the ground and the vest was detonated on, you know, I mean, just couldn't have been just the worst day for him, because the explosion caused a second unseen bomb to detonate before it could be planted, you know, set, put down. And there were people that were killed, and that was a very gutsy call to leap onto that, for sure. And, you know, the president talked about during the captain's recovery, as the story goes, when the lead singer of a metal band that we know, if you know anything about metal music, Korn, Jonathan Davis, was at his bedside. He thought he was hallucinating, and the president said that, you know, Thursday's ceremony was also
very, very real. You know, this is only the 10th time. This is how prestigious, I guess, this award is. I say that because everybody who gets it, they really don't want it because of what they've done. They're not thinking about medals. But it's only the 10th time that a living service member got the Medal of Honor for actions in Afghanistan or Iraq. 7 more were awarded the medal after their death. So how great is this? And he was born in France. Groberg was. He became a naturalized citizen in 2001. And, you know, this was a kid who was on a fast track. He was pretty good at track and cross country at the University of Maryland. And then he went into the Army in 2008 and made, obviously, a huge sacrifice. But bravo, just on the heels of Veterans Day, to hear this kind of a story and to hear what he did and what that's like. You know, you think of Medals of Honor and World War II, almost 500 medals, you know, four something. Vietnam, getting close to 300. Korean War is 100 something. World War I, right behind the Korean War. Afghanistan, as I mentioned, just a few. In Iraq, obviously just a few as well. So what a unique moment. And for all the people that were there, family and friends at that ceremony, to hear this former Army captain and what happened there, which I thought was, again, a fantastic story because of certainly his bravery, but doing what he would say, and as he did say, doing what he knew he was meant to do. All right, I got to weave this in, too, before we go to just a terrific story of helping veterans through this great sports organization that's on a mission to make sure that vets who are unemployed get work when they come back. Wait till you hear the story. But I know some of you were talking about this November snowstorm that was smashing the Midwest, and boy, it is like crash from cars on some of these highways. Oh, I was looking at video of it today, and I was remembering my time in Nebraska and other parts of the Midwest, Ohio, and maneuvering around New Mexico, but portions of Utah, New Mexico, Wyoming, just slammed. Illinois, Mizzou, just slammed with almost blizzard-like conditions. And it was just, we said this, it was a fast-moving storm that, you know, caused some bad wind damage, caused blizzard conditions, and dumped a foot of snow on the Rockies before continuing to move through to places like Oklahoma. At one point, a tornado watch included sections of Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri, but eventually was downgraded, thank goodness. Although truckers that were going through the Flying J Travel Plaza near Big Springs, that's a Nebraska town, I've been there, along the Colorado border, weren't too worried. They were only concerned about the plow trucks, I guess, that were out there. But the system affected over 36 million. Stay with us.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sports are great, sports are great. I can't wait to play some. Sports are fine, some say divine. I can't wait to shape up. Sports are great.
Welcome to America Tonight. We have Paul Kakamo with us. He's in our, what we like to call our virtual green room. We've had some great guests this show, and I love this topic. You know how I feel about sports, certainly. But check this out. How about these professional sports teams here in the country that are helping veterans find jobs and career opportunities in their organizations? And I love it. They're partnering with Up to Us Sports to provide those jobs. And Paul is the CEO and the founder of that company. So, Paul, thanks so much for coming on the show.
No problem. Nice to talk to you, Kate.
So tell me about this initiative and how this came about.
So, Kate, I started an organization. It's a nonprofit. And the goal is to hire and train coaches, youth sports coaches, to not just inspire kids to be great athletes, but we also know that coaches inspire kids to be successful in life. And a lot of the lessons in sports, if coaches are trained, kids will take with them, whether they go into higher education, into the job workforce, things like teamwork and leadership and diversity and inclusion. So what I did was I started a nonprofit that said, you know, we need to do two things. We need to hire more coaches in this country, particularly in neighborhoods where we see high dropout rates and lots of challenges facing kids, because they'll trust a coach. If a coach is there to guide them, that's one adult who they give their trust to. So let's hire and place coaches in those communities, and let's also train coaches everywhere in the country to step up and be the role models that their position as a coach entails. So when I launched the program, I remember I was in New Orleans just about 2 years ago, and it was at that time where a lot of the veterans were coming home, and there was a lot of advertisements saying, you know, buy a veteran a coffee or a beer, you know, thank him for their service. And I was, you know, if anyone's been in New Orleans, within an hour, you're usually at a bar. And so I was at a bar, and I saw a veteran, and I walked over, and I said, let me buy you a drink, and I started talking to him. And he told me that he had been home for several months and was having a hard time finding a job. And he asked me what I did, and I told him about Optos Sports and this program that Coach Across America, where I hire and train coaches. And he said, you know, if I could do one thing, that would be it. He said, you know, that's what we're trained for, is leadership, teamwork, discipline, focus. And, you know, we're very physically active people as veterans, so I just can't imagine how great it would be to come home and have a job, you know, just to get started as a coach in my community. And that's what gave me the idea, Gabe. From that moment on, I thought, wow, you know, I'm already hiring hundreds and hundreds of young adults as coaches. I should be hiring returning veterans. So I partnered with a group called Mission Continues, and I said, help me find veterans who are coming home who are looking for jobs. And then the Miami Heat and now the Philadelphia 76ers and ESPN have all sort of joined forces and said, you know, we'll help you pay for those veterans to find these jobs. And it has been just magical. The vets love it. The kids love having these vets as role models in their communities. And I think this program has just tremendous potential to grow all over the country.
Yeah, so it's got to be exciting for you because there are no bad ideas. So you see that you're in New Orleans, then you decide, well, I can figure out a way to do this. Now you have other people jumping on board. Can you imagine what this will look like even 10 years down the line? And have you been able to talk to any vets who have gotten these jobs? I mean, I can imagine what it must be like for them.
Yeah, you know, our vets, especially some of our young vets coming home, they're experiencing double-digit unemployment. And they're also experiencing culture shock. I think anyone who's spent any time abroad knows that it's always a strange experience to come back and sort of reacclimate to domestic life here. But when you've been dealing with trauma and violence for years, as many of our vets have done, it's even doubly hard to sort of come back and fit in. So the vets I've talked to have said, this makes our transition easy. You know, we come back and we're instantly, you know, we've been to job fairs. There are a lot of those, and I think they're important. But a lot of the vets say, you know, I enlisted right out of high school and no one taught me, you know, how to go on interviews and write resumes for these job fairs. And the job fairs are overwhelming. But I do understand how to coach. I mean, it just speaks to me, you know, leading a team, like leading a corps and again, exercising the values that we learned in military. So the transition is just seamless to come back and be a coach. And to learn the kind of skills that come from coaching that, you know, maybe a year from now, I could take those skills and have more confidence now that I'm acclimated to go to those job fairs and maybe get a job, you know, at a corporation or a bank. So they've told me that it's just been seamless. Again, I can't say that enough. And the stories of some of the things they're doing have been amazing. I mean, some of our veterans are with Police Athletic League. Some of our veterans are working with an adaptive golf program in South Florida to help kids with disabilities play golf. Some of them I met were, they grew up as migrant farm workers, the children of migrant farm workers, and they enlisted to sort of, you know, get out of a poor economic situation. And they're back now running sports programs in the same community for children of migrant farm workers saying, hey, listen, if I can do it, so can you. So they're just powerful role models, and I can tell story after story.
Well, and these are in communities all over the place, too, because as you said, it's growing, the involvement, but you're seeing this in Philadelphia. I was reading about Philadelphia, Miami, Los Angeles is jumping on this, so it's kind of boundless. I mean, any community, correct?
Yeah, you know, and it started because Coach Pat Riley of the Heat, he's always made a point of honoring veterans. And so when I had the opportunity to meet his team in Miami, they said, you know, what a great way to do a meaningful job experience and to really help at the same time. Again, it's not about all about vets. It's about using all that they've trained for abroad to help our kids here at home. So at the same time as giving vets an opportunity, serving so many disadvantaged youth in South Florida. So when Pat Riley came on board and then the Miami Heat came and did this, you know, as you said, we're happy that the 76ers have come on board. And I really think it's something that every team should consider. I mean, it's a real way. Well, we've seen the allegations of paid patriotism, and we've seen, you know, issues like that. I mean, this is a really real way to do two things, not just employ a vet, but help the kids in your community by giving them a role model.
Yeah, Paul, do you think that part of that is because it's organic? When things happen organically and word spreads and there's actually something you're doing and connecting the veteran to the job, to the community, is that the big difference?
Well, some of those, I think you get at something that's really important in anything that's involved in doing good and trying to make this a better country, Kate. And that is, it's got to be real. It's got to be genuine. And you know, the story of how this started, as I told you, with the vet in New Orleans, you know, shows you couldn't have a more humble and genuine start as that. And I think anyone out there listening who has ideas, no matter what they are for improving our country, you know, if they're real, then put a little energy towards them, because we need that sincerity in social change if we're going to have impact and results.
And you know, in going to your website, Up to Us Sports, you have it laid out where coaches, training, the forums, whatever it is that they're looking for, and it's pretty easy to go through the sections and figure out, okay, here's what I have, what do you have available, and then that's how you, I guess that could be the initial touch for anybody who's listening to us that's a veteran, right?
Yes. And there's a contact to go to info@uptousports.org, and I see all those messages. So please contact us if you're a vet. Also, if you're a young person who wants to coach, we're also, you know, hiring young people across the country through our program, Coach Across America. We just think that, as I said, sports is a solution to the challenges facing kids. It teaches all the life lessons to kids, and we know no matter what community we're in this country, that there are challenges that our kids are facing, and if they could get a little booster in terms of life skills and adults who cares about them, the most powerful way of doing that, I think, is supporting coaches, trained coaches, who care about those kids.
Yeah, and you take that. Somebody could have, you know, it doesn't matter your ability, you're training them to coach.
Right. And I'll say something about our training, Kate. It's not about, you know, when I meet basketball coaches, football coaches, and they're like, I'm the best football coach out there. And, you know, as long as that's true in their mind, it's true. It's okay by me. You are the best basketball and football coach. So it's not about their ability to coach a sport. We'll leave that to the coach. We'll leave that to somebody who's, you know, played football and wants to teach kids football, and we're not going to interfere there. What it is about is that you're also a mentor, though. So even if you're the best basketball and football coach, being a mentor doesn't just mean coaching the sport. It means actually having some tools and resources where you know how to actually mentor kids and talk to them about issues that they face on and off the field, and translate some of what you're doing as a basketball coach or football coach into some lessons like, hey, you know, this situation actually happens in school, or this ability to overcome, you know, you couldn't do this skill earlier today. Now you're great at it. You know, you could do that in school. How's it going in school? Where are you having problems in class? You know, how about pulling the same success there? You know, and being able to recognize learning moments. It doesn't come natural just because you're a coach. And so our training is really helping coaches become mentors. And the training's fun, because I wouldn't take a sports coach and sit him and put him in front of a lecture hall. I'd put him in a gym and train them by showing them playing the same games we want kids to play and having the same fun. And I've done this with coaches who are in their 80s. And they have a blast, and they walk away and say, you know, you're right. I never thought that I need to be more intentional about teaching life skills. And I'm going to use this with my soccer team, and I'm going to use this with my own kids at home. And so that's what our training is about, is to make the best mentors possible out of these amazing adults who volunteer as coaches across this country.
Yeah, I love it. Check out uptous.org, and you can find out even more about it. Paul, thanks so much for popping on the show. We appreciate it.
No problem, Kate. Thanks for having me. Bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If you want Mitt Romney to jump into the race for the Republicans, I have my special glasses on that allows me to see. Well, let's see. I'm looking right now in New Jersey, moving up to Maine. Wait a second. Just turn my head a little bit. Turn it to the right, and I'm down there in Florida. I see no hands. I see nothing but darkness. Could be I'm looking out my window and it's pitch dark. They swore these glasses worked. So I ask Mitt Romney in that question because the Washington Post did a story that said that the establishment Republicans want to draft Romney. They're worried that Donald Trump or Ben Carson, they can't get rid of him. They can't shake Trump or Carson. So they would like to be able to enlist Mitt Romney. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Really? I want you to call this number right now. And if it's inconvenient for you to call and you call and you can prove that it's inconvenient, I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, just for picking up the phone and smacking in these digits. If you think Mitt Romney is the guy the Republicans need, that's going to put the on top of whoever the Democratic nominee is, call this number. 855-266-5283. 855-266-8. I have to give you this because I thought I was misreading it. So the fear is it's going to be Carson or Trump, that they could hang on, they could win the nomination. So they're in a panic behind the scenes, not admitting that. That's what the Washington Post is saying anyway. Trump, the billionaire businessman, Carson, the neurosurgeon. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. They want both of them to go. So they're trying to get support. The party elites don't believe their ideas are going to play as well with general election voters to face and square off against probably Hillary Clinton, who's, let's face it, been around since the 90s as the First Lady, the Senator from New York, the Secretary of State, mega donor, mega kingmaker, Charles Koch. So far out on this one, begging for one of the, this is the Washington Post saying this, begging one of the more conventional candidates to emerge as the front runner. What will they do? But Trump has been on top or around the top since he announced in June. Carson is drawing the evangelicals. If they are not taken down, will they really go to Romney and ask him to run? Romney is insisting he's not going to run. His friends are drawing up a strategy for him so that he can pick up some delegates and try to make a move at a convention fight. Tom Kaine, the former New Jersey governor, said many, many people that he talks to have a Pollyannish, is what he called it, hope that Trump and Carson will fade and somebody else comes in. Who is going to emerge? Electability isn't the only concern. There was a strategist, the Post quoted, that said it's not just that it could be somebody Hillary could destroy electorally, but what if Hillary hits a banana peel and this person becomes president? We're potentially careening down the road of nominating somebody who, frankly, isn't fit to be president in terms of the basic ability and temperament to do the job. That's a slam at Trump with the temperament thing. And even the former Ohio senator, Voinovich, who is a Kasich supporter, of course, says the business has turned into, all of a sudden, show business, and we can't afford to have somebody sitting in the White House who doesn't have governing experience and the gravitas to move the country ahead. So basically, there are people, like I've said, who are afraid in the Republican Party that you're going to have a reality billionaire, brash, bombastic television star as the nominee, or the soft-spoken neurosurgeon who's apt to say something that people don't like about his background or something else. But bottom line, neither are politicians. But this is why the general electorate likes a Trump or a Carson or somebody who's not the same, who is not the politician. They're not used to that. They're not used to those challenges. They're not used to having the wildebeest come in and demand to be part of the show. So the GOP establishment is, I get that. I agree. I've had those conversations. I've said that. Nobody's going to come on the air and tell you that, but there is a concern. But Romney, are you kidding me? You would go back to Romney, you would draft Romney? That doesn't work. That's not going to work. They can come up with Romney schemes all they want. The top dudes right now, Romney doesn't unseat them. That doesn't happen. The Post says that Republicans, the establishment Republicans, are saying Carson or Trump, the idea of either of them capable of running the country is laughable. That it's laughable that they think they could do it. It wouldn't be a good move at all. Romney's not the guy. Like, he didn't get whipped enough the last time around. Oh, no way. No way. They're going to have to live with it. If it's Trump or Carson, too bad, so sad. That's it. I mean, that's your guy. They're not going to be able to get around that. The only thing would be is if Marco Rubio or somebody else, I'll have to say Ted Cruz, whoever, could emerge and pop the bubble at the top, but it's not looking that way. But I'll say it over and over again, and if you plug in my show from yesterday and the day before, I bet I mentioned it at least twice during those shows. Remember, now is the pregame. Now is the preseason. This all doesn't matter until we get into January and February and March and all of that. It matters from the point of view of who got on the stage to debate. It matters from that point of view. Who's getting the most attention? It matters in that sense because, hey, any publicity keeps your name out there. And Donald Trump is the master of that. So his name is mentioned constantly. And now Carson's name is mentioned constantly, mostly for controversial things. But his name is out there. It's out there. It's out there. It's out there. Much more than a Rubio. Much more than a Paul. Much more than a Kasich. Much more than a Chris Christie. It's tough to fight that. That's why that saying, hey, bring on the publicity no matter what it yields. Because unless you've done something horrific, it's great to have your name out there again and again and again and again. But how wild to think anybody in the party that Mitt Romney is the savior. He had his chance. He blew it. Mitt Romney is not the guy. Going back to Mitt Romney is not the guy. The push is really for Jeb Bush. And both parties have to deal with the fact that people are tired of establishment candidates, whether it's even the Democrats. Why is Bernie Sanders getting so much traction? And Trump and Carson, it's not a surprise because the status quo does not work for the everyday Joe. It doesn't work. And the establishment can try to play not so nice with Trump, but you wait and see. They can't manipulate what happens in the elections. They can't do that. And the people have spoken. And so far, the people want nothing to do with the past and nothing to do with people who are on the Hill. Think about it. Flip me an email, americatonight.net.
Lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.